Amen. And if you guys would all pray, the movie, The Sound of Freedom, that Angel Studios put out a request for independent artists to submit songs that were about freedom. And so Lisa sent three of her songs, and just pray that they, you know, listen and that their ears and their hearts are open because, as you know, she's an incredible songwriter and musician. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. How are you guys? Good. Hallelujah. I'm going to share something, and Chad and I, you know, it always takes a lot of courage for a pastor to have somebody else come in front of their group, you know, and, you know, part of what makes the church what it is the shepherds, you know, who care for the people that God has assigned to them. And so it takes a lot of courage to say, I don't know, well, maybe we'll give this guy a shot. So, you know, we appreciate the courage and the grace and also all of you for being so kind and really, you know, those little comments you make, hey, we're looking forward to hearing you and all that. Just know that means a lot. And, you know, there's the only time that Jesus was unable to be who he was with people who knew him really well and didn't open up their hearts to him because of that. So you always have to stay in that place of bringing honor. And you guys do a tremendous job of that. And I just want you to know that from my heart, that we really appreciate that. And it you know, it's funny because a lot of times people, you know, we've been taught by the education system that the person standing in front of the group who's talking is the person that's doing the work. But really, that's not true. Who's really doing the work are the people that are listening. Even God will not overcome your unwillingness to listen. So know that. You can be as anointed as, you know, I don't know how anointed you could be, but that anointed, you could be like so anointed they actually say you're anointed, right? Which I'm sure is a death to the anointing. But in any case, I'm convinced of that. Nothing can mess you up more than people saying, oh, you're so anointed. Then you're like, yeah, that's me, baby. I'm anointed. You're toast is what you are. But, you know, but you can be that anointed. And look, I mean, you couldn't get any more anointed than Jesus, right? And yet, he went to his hometown and not much happened. Few healings. You know, that's incredible to me. You know, so that tells you how important the way we listen is. Right? That is so key. If we have an open heart and an open mind, we can hear things even beyond what's said because we're ready to hear them. Amen? So I want to, I didn't put this on this on the beginning, so don't worry about it. Okay, but the scripture that I want to kind of, I'm going to come back to this a couple times, is Galatians 3:3, which says, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? So we got to be careful of being foolish, right? All of us, right? I mean, he's talking to believers, right? These are people who were born again. They got filled with the Holy Ghost. They're seeing the miracles of God. And somehow, from that place, they fell into trying to be perfected by the flesh. Now, I feel this is a really important word for this family. This family. Now, I'm not here enough to really know what's going on, but I hear little things, and